Welcome to the Angel News Network's Current Events Broadcasting, brought to you by the Higher Realms, supporting humanity's ascension, creating the life we say we want, and Bridges Spiritual Center, our broadcasting home. Our spiritual journalist and interviewer is Joel Anastasi. Our program's channel to Higher Realms is Philip Elton Collins, both co-founders of the Angel News Network.
Hello, everyone. I'm Joel Anastasi, and during each of our 15-minute shows, I'll be reviewing the current events of the day with Philip, channeling a higher realm entity, and we'll be talking about the various events that are taking place in our country and our world. Philip?
Hello, everyone. This is Philip. Just give me one moment. I'll go into trance, and we're going to be connecting with Ascended Master Saint Germain. Greetings, beloved students and friends. I come to you at this time in the band of consciousness, a frequency known as the Ascended Mastership. We call it a higher realm not because it's better than another realm, simply that we are moving at a higher frequency, thus the terminology higher realm. So it is so important for you to know at this particular time that you are not alone. So how is that demonstrated to you? Right now your planets are ending an alignment, a lining up, a configuration that is creating a unified field of energy to support your ascension process at this time. These cosmic events or to allow you to know, if you so choose, that you are not alone. Your moon is moving into eclipses, and all of these cosmic events, the crop circles that you see in your field at various times, are present to tweak your consciousness and your awareness for you to know that you are not alone. The most important distinction between we in the Ascended Mastership realms and the other realms, the other higher realms, and you know, higher frequency, not better than, is to allow you to know that we were once human as well. And we had emotional bodies creating thoughts and physicality exactly like you are experiencing now. So here we are gathered on your Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And every once in a while, beloved students and friends, another way to tweak your awareness that you're not alone. The higher realms send you messengers, be it Krishna, be it Mohammed, be it Christ. And these messengers have a specific soul plan and activation within their aspects of very much being human like yourselves to advance your frequency through something called love, the building block of all. And through that aspect of love, these messengers, and most recently your Martin Luther King Jr., allows you to know that through the application of love, you can create equality, harmony, and balance. And at this time, with all of these cosmic configurations going on and this event and celebration of this most recent messenger, let us open up our dialogue and put into perspective what's happening in your 3D world in relationship with 5D realms, the higher realms, which is your destiny to evolve and transcend into. How may I help you?
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning.
I'm glad you mentioned Martin Luther King because that was going to be my first topic that I raised with you today. You've spoken about Martin Luther King to us before, and you connected him to some of the principles that were the foundation of the founding papers of our country. Can you link, can you connect the meaning that Martin Luther King brought in his lifetime to the original founding principles of the United States of America?
He was and is a reminder of what those principles are. of we the people, by the people, for the people, and equality, serving the common good of all. To celebrate the diversity in something called the United States of America, to bring all this diversity together in a unified field of consciousness, which you're still in the process of activating. Does that help you?
Yeah, he certainly reinforced the idea that all men are created equal, didn't he?
Yes. He also reminded you that hate to hate and resistance to hate is not the solution. That he activated a form of passive resistance and stood within the magnificence of who he was and what he represented as this messenger.
You know, you mentioned the word hate, and we had a reminder of the pain that hate can bring and represents to us. When I opened my computer on Saturday morning, there was a visual and a story about these young people from, I believe, a Christian high school in Kentucky who were mocking this Native Indian man who had been a veteran of Vietnam, who was chanting, having something to do with the spirit, and they were deriding and mocking him, and on their heads was the symbols of the wall that Donald Trump wants to build between Mexico and the United States. And there were tears running down this man's face, and it was such a painful moment, and it really shows that we really do need those messengers, don't we, that Spirit sends to us from time to time.
And be aware, as a result of the communication, the electronic communication which has been gifted to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel, which has been explained to you in the past, you are able to expose this behavior and begin to see the soul participation of each of these individuals and how that plays out within the healing that is necessary. Do you understand?
Yes, if we're going to heal it, we have to see it. You've made that point in the past.
Because in the past, many things were taking place which impeded the ascension process of humanity because most of the world was not aware of it because communication and transportation were so limited. But now you live in a world of instant now presence. Instant now presence. And everything can be exposed instantly and simultaneously.
Well, one example of that, another example of that happened, I think, over the weekend, was when our Vice President Pence tried to link and compare Donald Trump to Martin Luther King in his efforts to bring people together to discuss the funding of the wall. And the response to that hypocrisy was immediate and strong because the communication is there.
Exactly. And that is the purpose of it, is to allow you to free yourself from the 3D confines and to evolve to a higher frequency of existence. Again, higher not being better, just moving at a faster, more evolved pace. And that is the reason this has been gifted to you, is so that you can begin to transcend the 3D and see the pattern. See the historical pattern of the individuals whose souls chose to be these various messengers. And there are many of them that are not even known on a national or an international level. And be aware of those around you in your personal lives as well. There are many of you.
That's a wonderful reminder. Be aware of those around us. They don't have to be famous, and they don't have to be known far and wide.
Some appear very quiet.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for that wisdom today on this very special day, Saint Germain.
You're welcome.